Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tepted Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January 15th. Just a quick note, I will be on vacation for the next week and a half. We'll have different folks, I think probably Ed Dugan, filling in while I'm gone. But there should be morning and afternoon comments every day while I'm gone. The grains closed mixed with March corn down a penny and a half, closing at 387 and a half. March beans down 13 and a half cents, closing at 928 and three quarters. And March wheat up 4¾ cents at 573 and a quarter. The wheat did take out the top at 573 and a half, got up to 578 and three quarters. Couldn't quite hold that level, but it wasn't a bad close, particularly considering what the beans did out here. So, you know, hopefully, the wheat will be strong enough to hold the beans together. If the beans start closing under 920, there's more risk out here. Now, we sold 125,000 metric tons of beans to China this morning. That looked like it was a token purchase to go along with the signing of the Phase 1 agreement, which was signed in Washington today. The president was touting how great this is going to be for the American farmer. I'm not so sure the American farmer would agree with corn down a penny and a half and beans down 13 and a half cents. It certainly isn't what you'd want to see, considering this is the biggest and best deal of all time out here. But the Chinese are smart enough to know that there'd be people disappointed the market didn't rally. They stepped back, the market broke, and now that the market's broken, maybe they'll step in and buy something. I didn't think the Chinese would be buying rallies in this market, but I think they're certainly willing to buy a break. We're down 30 some odd cents, maybe another, I'm hoping somewhere around 25, 26 holds the beans tomorrow, but certainly not the kind of action we'd want to see. The bean oil led the way down. It was down 77 ticks at 33.30. There's an old gap at 32.50 something, so another 80 points lower. The funds have done, a pretty good job of getting out of some of their long positions out here. At one point, they were long 110. I think they're long about 70 tonight, maybe 65,000 after today. So they've certainly corrected the overbought situation on the oil. The meal got dragged down with it today. It was down $1.90, but still right at $300 a ton. Again, I'm hoping once the meal liquidation is over, once the oil liquidation is over, that we'll be able to rally the beans. So really kind of a disappointing day in the beans, in the corn, decent day in the wheat. We'll see where we go. I'm still friendly long-term. I don't think the basis can be this strong around the country if the government is right on these carryouts. I think they're wrong, overestimated these markets, but the market hasn't caught up to that yet. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.